Morning, everybody, and welcome to our Connect service. Welcome to the first Sunday of January 2025, and a happy new year to everybody. It's cold and a wet one, but it's nice to be here as we worship together. Just as we come together this morning, we want to welcome all who are here. We welcome everybody who's joining us online, and we welcome any visitors who are with us this morning. You'll have seen the notices on the way in, so just wanted to remind people some of our activities haven't yet resumed back for the coming year, and some are resuming back this week. But I just wanted to mention in particular this coming week, tomorrow night at 7:30 in Ross Trevor. Andy's service of introduction is taking place. Sometimes there's a little bit of confusion. Kilbroney is Ross Trevor, and the church is in the village of Ross Trevor, and that's where Andy's service of introduction is happening tomorrow evening at 7:30. On Tuesday, the crafters are resuming on Tuesday morning, and pickleball is back in action on Tuesday afternoon. On Wednesday morning, our service of Holy Communion. And on Wednesday afternoon, the Ladies' Friendship Group are meeting in the hall here at 2:00 with some inspirational thoughts for the beginning of 2025. That's the topic. I'm told that the speaker is rubbish, but we'll not say anything about that. On Thursday, our prayers are taking place over Zoom. And next Sunday, our service is Holy Communion at 9:00, Holy Communion at 11:00. And next Sunday evening at 7:00, the service of Compline. Toddlers will be resuming next week, not this week, but next week. And BB and Anchor Boys are also resuming next week, not this week. But as we come together to worship, we're going to share our opening prayer as we focus our thoughts on God as we worship together. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to gather together in worship and praise. We ask that you would bless our time together today, and that each person would be open to hearing your word and would respond in loving obedience. And as we come together in that spirit of worship and openness, let's stand to sing our opening song, Joy to the World. Please take your seats. We're coming to the part of our service where we pause our thoughts and our minds and we think about the week that is past and we remember those times when we've not been the people that God would want us to be. And we're going to take this opportunity just to be still and then to share in a prayer together where we say sorry to God and we seek a fresh start with Him at the center of our lives. God of everlasting love, God of everlasting love, we confess that we have been unfaithful to our covenant with you and with one another. We have worshipped other gods, money, power, greed, and convenience. We have served our own self-interest instead of serving only you and your people. We have not loved our neighbor as you have commanded, nor have we rightly loved ourselves. Forgive us, gracious God, and bring us back into the fullness of our covenant with you and with another, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Merciful Lord, grant to all your faithful people pardon and peace, that we may be cleansed from all our sins and serve you with a quiet mind. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we're going to sing our next song, In the Bleak Midwinter.
Snow had fallen, snow on snow, snow.
If you'd like to be seated for our Bible reading. Our Bible reading today comes from the Gospel according to St. Mark chapter 10 and beginning at verse 46. Then they came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, that is, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet. But he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called to the blind man, "Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," said Jesus, "your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. Here ends our Bible reading. We're going to stand to sing again, "Across the Lands."
Thank you.
And at this point, we're going to invite the children and young people to leave us for Sunday school, and we want to wish them well as they go out this morning. Let's just bow our heads in prayer. Lord, we ask that you would speak to us through your word. Help us to learn as we see you engage with people. And as you engage with people in the scriptures, help us to engage with you in our own lives. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. So as we welcome everyone to the first Connect service of 2025, if you haven't been at any of our Connect services before, over this past year, we have been thinking about different encounters that people had with Jesus. And we've been thinking about the way that these encounters changed their lives. And we've been seeing how Jesus spoke freely with all sorts of people from all sorts of backgrounds, and yet whoever he spoke to, the impact of the conversation often seemed to be far-reaching. It went beyond that particular encounter and conversation, and it often resulted in a life that was changed. And so today in our gospel, we hear about Jesus meeting a blind beggar called Bartimaeus. But before we think about that encounter, I wonder, can I ask you a question this morning? And I wonder if you can recall in your memory the first time that you had a sense that someone had something that you didn't have and you really wanted that something, even though you weren't always fully sure why or even what it was. Let me give you an example. As a very shy teenager, I always remember feeling very envious of those who seemed to have confidence whenever they entered the room. They always seemed to fit easily into the conversations. They seemed to instinctively feel that they belonged and they had a right to be there. And it didn't matter really who showed up. They were always going to be relaxed and at ease. So I always remember those people from my teenage years. But I have a vivid memory too, around the same time, of a team of people who came to visit the boarding school where I went for a weekend. And this bunch of people, I think they would have probably, at that stage, been in their early 20s. And they came and they took some RE classes. They led the chapel service on the Sunday morning. And they did a drama to illustrate the gospel reading. And they invited, over the course of all their meetings with the students, they invited people to ask them questions about faith. And they promised that if they didn't know the answer, they would try to find out. And they would write to them. This is before email and all those things, but they would write a physical letter to try and give an answer to their questions. And for me, it was a really new experience to see young people who were so passionate about their faith and really keen to share it. And I knew that whatever they seemed to have, I didn't have it. I knew I believed in God. I knew that I prayed and I went to church. You had to go to church where I went to school. But their approach seemed to be very different. And they spoke at various points over that weekend about their own stories of faith. And what was interesting to me was that all their stories were quite different, because they were different people and they'd had different experiences. But let's think for a few moments now about this man from Jericho. Jericho was about 15 miles from Jerusalem, and that was where Jesus was eventually heading. And he was heading towards the cross and crucifixion. But at this point, he's passing through this city of Jericho. And Bartimaeus was this man who was begging by the side of the road, and we're told in a fairly matter-of-fact kind of way that that's what he was doing. He was sitting at the side of the road begging. And very often in the economy of the time, people depended on manual labor to make a living. And any physical disability like blindness would exclude a person from being able to work in this way. And so this man had no alternative but to beg. And nobody seemed surprised. It was just the reality of his situation. And I wonder, are we inclined too sometimes to accept certain things as being normal? So you go into town and you see certain unfortunate individuals who are homeless or who are begging on the street. And they don't have an obvious disability like blindness, but maybe there's a mental illness, or there might be an addiction, or a set of unfortunate choices or circumstances that has blighted their path through life. And if the truth be told, in my own case anyway, very often we're in too big a hurry to stop and to find out their story. And so we rush past them as if they didn't exist. And so long as it has no personal impact upon us, we tend to just fire on past and get on with our day. But this blind man, Bartimaeus, hears that Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. And something really, really important begins to stir inside of him. And it's a rare feeling for a man in his situation. But if I were to describe it, I think it's the stirring, the first stirring of hope. And he shouts out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And as the crowd tries to quieten him, as this rabbi Jesus is passing through the town, he shouts all the louder, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." I wonder, what do you make of that cry? One might expect a cry for money, or maybe a cry for food. But this seems to be a cry for relationship, for forgiveness, for compassion. Have mercy on me. And you need to be in a pretty low place, I think, to make a shout like that. And also to persist even when others try to shut you up. And what happens next is extraordinary. Jesus hears the cry, he stops, and he says to the crowd, "Call him, call him." And so they call him with beautiful and wonderful words. They say, "Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you." And let's remember that this man is blind. He's a beggar,
And in the eyes of most people, he's a nobody. Most people pass him by every day without even noticing that he's there, because they're so focused on trying to eke out an existence for themselves and to feed their families. I wonder, do you ever feel a bit forgotten in your own existence? Sometimes people verbalize it to me in sentences like this. They say things to me like, "Sure, I'm just an old man." Or, "I never had a real career. I just brought up my family. And then I looked after my parents as they got older." Or sometimes people say things like, "I didn't get married like my sisters," or "I never traveled really," or "I wasn't much good at school." And it's almost as if they've forgotten the importance or the significance of their own existence. And maybe they're measuring their significance by the benchmarks that a lot of people look at that maybe aren't the be-all and end-all. But listen to the crowd and their wonderful words. And maybe you feel a bit like some of those statements that I mentioned there. Cheer up. On your feet. He's calling you. And Bartimaeus couldn't make out even the outline of people in his blindness. Couldn't see anything. And he had to be placed daily, as we've said, by the side of the road to beg. But interestingly enough, Bartimaeus could see other things. He could see his deep inner need for a relationship with God and for the need to be right with him. And he recognized too that this was his one chance personally to do something about that. So he shouted, and Jesus heard. He stopped and he called him. How beautiful is that? And we see Bartimaeus eagerly responding. He threw his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet, and he came to Jesus. And again, I keep remembering this fact that Bartimaeus was blind. And it's almost as if instinctively he knows where to go. And there's something magnetic almost in that connection that he has formed with Jesus in this encounter. He can't see, but he can sense that there's something incredibly special and powerful about this man. And Jesus asks a very peculiar and strange question. He says, "What do you want me to do for you?" And I wonder, what would you ask if that was you in the same situation? If it was just you and Jesus and you had the chance to unburden your heart, what would you want him to do for you? Would it be to heal a sickness? Would it be to put something into your bank account? Would it be to give you wisdom for a challenging situation that you are dealing with? Or would it simply be to know that he's with you and he will walk with you in whatever you are facing right now, that he'll never leave you or abandon you, and that he will surround you with his peace? I think about families who at this very moment as we gather here are sheltering in inadequate shelters as bombs are raining down upon their district. Or I think of other people who have invested their whole life savings into stepping onto an overcrowded boat with their family in a desperate bid for safety and for refuge. And in all of those awful and very challenging scenarios, Jesus offers himself. And in this particular encounter we've been thinking about today, Bartimaeus was given his sight. And I wonder, was it physical sight and spiritual sight combined? It was certainly enough for Bartimaeus to realize his need of relationship with Jesus throughout his life. And what's interesting to see is the way that he responded. Because once he had received his sight, we're told that he followed Jesus along the road. In other words, he decided that he was going to commit his life to following him from that time on. And so I wonder, as we think about this encounter Jesus had with a blind beggar at the side of the road, what are you going to take from this encounter? What am I going to take from it as we embark on a new year? Let's take a moment in quietness, and then we're going to respond and we're going to sing together. And we're going to stay seated as we sing the hymn of heaven.
Let us pray. Lord, we thank you that you see the people that many of us tend to ignore, maybe because we're scared or overwhelmed or frightened about the implications of getting involved. Thank you that you saw Bartimaeus and that you not only restored his sight, but enabled him to see his need of you in his daily life. Help each one of us to see these things clearly for ourselves and to respond with open and joyful hearts to live lives in your service. And we ask it through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we pray for your church today as it ministers in situations of deep human need, offering food to those who are hungry, offering hope to those who've been forced to flee their homes in situations of conflict, and indeed providing an environment of peace and stability in the midst of challenges and difficulties that people face. We pray this morning especially for our former curate Andy as he prepares to begin a new ministry in Clonallen and Ross Trevor and Warren Point. We ask, Lord, that you would bless him and his family as they go through this transition, and may he encourage and inspire the work of your kingdom in that place, so that many may find that new hope and life that you can bring. We ask it through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. We also want to pray this morning for those who are vulnerable in this cold weather. We do pray for all those who sleep on the streets of our towns and cities. And we pray for the work of all those agencies that offer food
and support and hope to those whose lives are blighted by addiction and challenging circumstances. We ask you to help also those who have financial pressures and worries. We pray that you'd guide them to the right channels to get things onto a secure footing. We pray for the work of our partners in Christians Against Poverty and all other agencies that offer advice and help. We want to pray this morning for all those known to us who are sick or going through times of trouble at this point. And in the quietness, let us lift them before the throne of heaven. Lord, in your mercy, merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We're going to join together to sing the song of our offering, Jesus, All for Jesus.
Jesus.
And as we prepare to go out into the world, let's pray together our prayer that commits us to walking in God's ways and living in his light as we go out into the world in this week that is to come. We go into the world. We go into the world to walk in God's light, to rejoice in God's love, and to reflect God's glory. Be with us, Lord, as we go out into the world. May the lips that have sung your praise always speak the truth. May the ears which have heard your word listen only to what is good. And may our lives, as well as our worship, be always pleasing in your sight, for the glory of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And a blessing prayer. May Christ the Son be manifest to you, that your lives may be a light to the world. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. And our closing song today is Just a Closer Walk with Thee.
Thank you.
Thank you for worshiping with us today. And we're going to just ask people if they wouldn't mind leaving chairs and everything where they are. We're going to set up for crafters on Tuesday. So we're going to set up some tables and chairs after our service. Go in peace to love and to serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ.